For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Taylor Nelson, a junior forward out of Carlton, Minnesota. And you end up splitting with the University of St. Thomas this last weekend. I'm so sad I missed all the fun on Saturday, but what a great battle on Saturday. Talk about how your team felt going into that game and then how it felt to win that game.
Yeah, I think obviously Friday losing 3-1, and obviously this whole season has been tough for us, and like scoring goals, you know, winning games and whatever. But I think after Friday's game, I think everybody was just, you know, I think you felt more in the locker room that Saturday was, you know, we felt like us and just like we wanted to go out there and just have fun. I think that was the main part, and just be good teammates out there. And it kind of just showed how we played. Honestly, I didn't think it was the best game I think we played, just because, you know, there's a lot of turnovers and whatever, but I think we pulled through, and that's what matters. And we played for each other, and that's the biggest part.
4 points from Chloe Lund. Just an incredible game for her. How neat was it to see her perform like that?
It was honestly so unreal. Like, when she scored her goal, I think the whole team was just in goosebumps, cheering loud. And, you know, she's an amazing leader on and off the ice. And I think it speaks a lot when the whole team can be proud of someone like that. And obviously she gets 3 assists and just is a part of the whole big win. And she deserves every inch of that win, like gets to consume it. And we're so proud of her.
And then Abby Thompson records her first WCHA win between the pipes. Obviously, that's always a big deal too, isn't it?
Yes, that's really big too. She's been working hard all season. And, you know, obviously Hannah's a very good goalie and whatnot, but she comes hard. She comes to practice, works hard, and is just a great teammate. So Hannah was so proud of her. We're all proud of her. And it was just fun to see that happen.
Your team also snapped a 10 or 11 game losing streak. 11 games. That's a long time to go without a win. How much of a relief was it?
It was definitely a relief. Obviously, like, our season hasn't been going well, like I said, but honestly, you can't look at it. You can't look at the past all the time. Otherwise, it's just going to carry with you. So I think it was really good for us, and we all needed that a little bit relief and that we can win games. And I know it's the end of the season, but I think all we can do is like look forward and try to finish the season out as strong as we can.
Walk us through your goal. I watched that replay about 3 or 4 times, Taylor. That was an incredible play. What was going through your mind when you were skating up the ice?
I just remember it kind of getting a little turned over a little bit, and I grabbed it, and I skated down, made a move, and then I just picked top right. I didn't even think about it. I just did it.
It was so pretty. You know, a lot of times your team doesn't make those pretty goals, so it's always nice when you can make yourself look good out there, right?
Yeah, I definitely am not a pretty hockey player, that's for sure. So when people are really excited about that, I'm just like, oh, well, I'm more of the greasy goal scorer, if anything. So, I mean, it's always fun, obviously fun to do once in a while here and there.
You got Minnesota State this weekend. You've played a couple of tight games against them. What's it going to take to win on the road?
I just obviously not looking at the past, like I said, and just focusing on our game, being good teammates, cheering for each other, you know, just really trying to dial down and focus on next shift, even period by period, but for sure shift by shift, and not letting them get us frustrated, that's for sure, because they're a very good team.
Every team in this league is really good. It's hard to beat anybody, but let's talk about some fun stuff. Favorite road trip?
I would have to say it's always fun to go to Wisconsin, even though it's a little bit further. I just like the atmosphere at Le Bon. Yeah, I like that one.
Favorite food?
I like salmon. Salmon's really good. And steak. Steak's really good.
Gotta love the protein. Favorite music to listen to before a game?
2000s hip hop.
Okay.
Or pop. Is it hip hop or pop? I don't know. Like Nelly and like that type stuff. Yeah.
Siblings?
I have 9. I have a big mixed family, but one real brother, Trevor.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Did he play hockey?
He did, yes.
All right. Taylor, what's your major?
Exercise science and psychology.
How do you balance school and hockey?
You just kind of got to find that balance. Obviously, it's kind of hard with school and hockey and whatever, but you know, I honestly enjoy school, so that makes it easier.
We'll see you in Mankato. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.